Testing. Yeah. It sounds good. We have background noise. All right. We're starting at half an hour late. That's no big deal. Call to order the Friday, February 3rd, Naco Sanitary District special meeting is now called to order.
At 10:28.
At 10:28. Yes. Thank you, Mr. B. Okay, this is the first meeting after the election. Of course, we have to do election of chairman, vice chairman, and secretary treasury.
Let's have a roll call, shall we?
Right. We're going to have to change that around, actually. Okay, so I'm going to move the roll call to under call to order. Okay. Let's call to order here. Angelica.
Coronado.
Here. And Helga Coronado here. Jesus Coronado.
Jesus Guerrero.
Guerrero, I mean. I got that backwards. Jesus, and there's C and G. There we go. They're both here. Charles Binney.
Here.
Andrew Foster.
Here.
Stephen Day is here. Everybody is here. Okay, first order of business is to select new officers. Anybody can recommend anybody or basically nominate anyone or no one. Once the person is nominated for any particular seat, we just hold a vote on it. If it's unanimous, no more being said. If there's like three to two or something. I'm going to do that. So basically, that's just kind of how the process works. I'm just discussing how the process works. So basically, now that we know that, I've been doing it for a long time in the middle of the process. Part of the job is dealing with the granting agents, talking to those people. Somewhere down the road, of course, I'd love to give that up to somebody else, but I don't mind doing it at all. I have a lot of extra free time because I'm retired, so I'm going to nominate myself for position of chairperson. And
any other nominations?
So there's that. So that nomination has been seconded by Andy Foster. I gotta put this down. Second. Okay. And are there any other nominations or recommendations for the chair from anybody else?
No.
All in favor of Stephen Day maintaining his position as chairman of the board, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It is unanimously by all persons present.
Now we went to the elections. Do we have...
We're not done with the elections yet.
We're not done with the elections.
So we have to do vice chair and perhaps secretary and treasurer. If nobody wants to be secretary and treasurer, then the vice chair kind of does it.
I've been secretary and treasurer,
okay.
So
but sometimes we find it's just not enough people.
Do I continue doing the minutes and the agendas and the typing? Or not, but... Next is the chair, so...
Yeah, basically, chair. The next thing is vice chairperson. Anybody... I mean, I would nominate Mr. Bainey myself, just because he's been doing it forever.
And I will accept the nomination on the producer so that we have a secretary-treasurer besides the chair doing it. I mean, the vice chair doing it, so that we have a board of officers.
Yeah, I don't know who would be a chairperson.
So I will accept that nomination.
I'm a terrible secretary. So.
You can't have two positions.
Yeah, I know.
So any other discussions on that?
No, I'm just writing stuff down.
I'm recommending Ms. Coronado for secretary treasurer if she's interested.
We'll get there.
Okay.
And if not, I will be secretary treasurer, and I would recommend you for the vice chair, which is less work than secretary treasurer. But I'm willing to help you.
The secretary treasurer, Bacon. Well, you know, legitimately, all you got to do is print it.
So I will be doing
print agendas.
Until you're up to speed, and we've got that laptop.
But anyway, vice chair nomination. I'm getting sidetracked here. Vice chair nominated for Charlie Bainey.
I accept the nomination for vice chair.
I seconded it.
He seconded it. I did it already. That's okay. CB second. Any other nominations for the position of vice chair? I hear none. All in favor of Charles Beatty as vice chairman, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Unanimous by all persons present.
Cool. And under the proviso that the vice chair help the secretary treasurer with her functions or his functions as necessary until, you know, everything's proper and correct according to state law, I would like to nominate Angelica Coronado as our NSD secretary treasurer.
I'll second that. Are there any other nominations from the floor? None heard. All in favor of Angelica Coronado as secretary treasurer, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passes unanimously. Beautiful. Okay.
And like we're saying, secretary treasurer to take minutes, that recording is taking these minutes right now, so it's not your problem. I will help you with the minutes and all of that until we're doing it all together, right? Not a problem.
Yeah, it's basically transcribing minutes and agendas and printing agendas. That's pretty much it.
We have mostly 20-minute meetings, so it's like 30 minutes to put it into the minutes.
Roll call, agenda items. Okay, well.
So now we're told.
As per, well, I was just going to put it on the record, as per unanimous vote, all positions, chairman is Stephen Day, vice chairman is Charles Beatty, secretary treasurer is Angelica Coronado, and we will now move on to the meeting, which is pretty much just kind of a formality going on right now. Okay, so I know you weren't at the last meeting, but we have copies of the old meetings that we handed out, the minutes of the last meeting, if everybody's read them
and
or seen them.
The board said that, you know, the new board can approve the formal minutes, so yeah. We have that approved.
Yeah.
And here's the minutes.
I've looked it over, so I know what I'm just basically, if no one's got any corrections they would like to make to the minutes, like, you know, we spelled your name wrong or anything like that.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I second the motion to approve the minutes as written. All in favor of...
Is there a problem there? Hold on.
No, I'm just wondering about this word.
Will be passed to will receive. Yeah, take the B out. So, yeah, we've got a problem there. Correct that. Mr. Guerrero has pointed out a problem in the minutes as written. I shall...
Will receive.
What was it?
One moment. He's right. He saw it because he read it.
Well, what is it so I can make the direction?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
It says, past due customers
will be received. And that has now been corrected to past due customers will receive copies of the bylaws. So that has been corrected on the draft that I have. So it now reads past due customers will receive copies of the bylaws if needed instead of asking customers will be received. Thank
okay.
You, Mr. Guerrero.
I file a motion to approve the special meetings with the corrections of past due customers will be received copies to past due customers will receive copies of the bylaws as needed.
I second.
Okay, all in favor of accepting the minutes with the stated corrections, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously and will be made so.
Cool.
Discuss and approve the Spanish translation. Well, since I can't read Spanish,
we can discuss it,
but we can still discuss it. I mean, as long as it's, as long as it's correct Spanish translation, as I will definitely go ahead and either make the motion or second that motion.
And we do have both the bylaws and the Spanish translation as it exists currently is on the website. So it's
publicly
accessible, and so any corrections we can, you know, discuss at the next meeting if we need to. So,
I mean, yeah.
I make a motion that we approve the NSD Spanish bylaws as currently written.
I would second that motion, that we accept the current bylaws in both English and Spanish as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nobody's unanimous. Passes. Measure passes with a unanimous vote of the council.
Cool.
We don't actually have to, and just to, as an interjection, you don't have to make a motion on anything. We can just discuss it. If there's no motion to be made, it just gets put to the side and then can be put to an agenda in
and
the
if
future.
We can continue the discussion. Can
then we can continue
also.
To table to the next time. There's a couple of options there. Like on this one, set meeting dates, times, locations, and agenda posting locations.
And that's pro forma. That's just,
that's just something we have
meeting,
to do.
So that's there.
Yeah.
We've more or less informally discussed that. So.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, as for him too, because Angelica has Fridays off, that'd probably be a better day to have meetings than on Tuesdays nights. And then we can either have them in the morning like now or in the evening. It just depends on when Jesus works. The rest of us are super flexible, so we'll work around your guys' schedule, is what we were thinking, you know.
So, yeah, that's what we'll do then.
Cool.
We'll plan on mostly Fridays for our regular meetings. And the difference between a regular meeting and a special meeting, the regular meetings are posted times for our regular meetings. Special meetings means we didn't hold it at that time. Like today's a special meeting, and it would have been a regular meeting if it had been on Tuesday. So that's the only difference between special and then emergency meetings means you throw out everything and you do it right now because there's an emergency out at the plant.
Okay.
And then we can have like rolling quorums where we're coming in and we're working, so we do a notice that there could be three of us in this office at any given time, so it's a courtesy notice to let people know that we're working, but we're not holding a quorum.
Yeah. And I think technically it's not a violation, like if we're like we're all sitting down in downtown, like at the gay 90s, and we happen to, I don't drink, but you know, it just happens that it, then you know, a couple of us walk in there, we're all sitting down there
social
all together.
Are all fine.
As long as you're not discussing any business, there's no open meeting. It's not the simple fact that there's more than the quorum of you hanging out together. You just can't talk about any of the, you know, in order to be a violation, somebody would have, literally have to have proof of you discussing and making decisions for NACO Sanitary or making decisions about the spending of taxpayers' dollars. That's just, in a nutshell, is we're spending and taking care of tax dollars. So in order to do that, because of the way the Constitution's written, we can't spend any of that money, you know, without the public allowed to understand what's going on because of, you know, taxation without representation is a violation of the Constitution.
You don't, like,
so they have to understand exactly, openly, at any time what they can, what basically we're doing with their money.
So we don't play telephone tag and we don't do emails where we're sending all this stuff off where we're telegraphing what we want to do and what our intentions are.
Yeah.
So the chair, we can give our agenda items to the chair and then the chair puts them on the agenda. And then we discuss it at the meeting, and that way we don't run into any problems with.
Yeah.
And we haven't really. I mean, because we keep it. We're trying to get it as transparent to everyone as possible. So that's our goal. And then it makes it easy because you don't have any problems that you're trying to cover up.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually the next agenda item, potential future agenda items, would be discussing all of those types of things.
I'd like to put something on the agenda.
The budget's coming up real fast.
Yes, I'll be. You can give that to Steve after the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Any agenda items that you guys want to talk about at like a upcoming meeting, just let me know.
Okay.
And I can put, because I'm the guy that says, okay, this is what's going to be on the agenda. I mean, unless it's going to be like a 3-hour meeting kind of a thing. Otherwise, chances are we can discuss anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because once we get ourselves like legitimatized, then we've got, you know, we can start discussing like what can we do with the grant money, you know. Hopefully we can get money in there so we can like develop a park and stuff out there for people.
Yep.
Work in coordination with like the Camp NACO thing. You know.
We're a community.
Give somebody something to do in NACO for more than an hour. Okay. And maybe maybe that might incentivize somebody to open a little coffee shop, cafe, or something. It's like a revive some business and not go anyhow. I mean, future agenda items, immediate, and I know that I know of, are going to be taxes. We have to, not taxes, but we have to discuss the budget. And we've got to get, we'll get copies of the old budget out to everybody, but we got to figure out what our budget is for next year, because we have to have it printed or ready and voted on and approved and then in the newspaper for 30 days so that there's any public comment we can get on that. And then we have to hold the meeting to approve that. That'll have to be done by the end of June. So somewhere in, you know, April or, you know, it's getting closer. But yeah. Usually we start looking at stuff in February, March. Ours is pretty cut and dried. Our issue is getting with the thing is if we're going to get grants, which is other things, then we have to include what we think we might be getting for grants, whether it's, you know, $1,000 or $100,000 or $8 million or whatever it is. We have to actually have that included in our budget. Whether or not we get it or use it that year, we have to include it just in case it shows up. Otherwise, it has to sit there in our account until next year. Don't we say we're going to spend it? So, and we are coming kind of close to being able to be accepted for these grants. So that's hopefully we can do that this year. What happened to him? I know you guys all think about that. See, you guys have lived down there a long time, huh? Yeah, so you kind of have it. And we're trying to, like, I mean, in my mind, we're trying to, like, future agenda item, we're, like, discussing, like, some sort of a more community active system, because, like, the community needs something.
Yeah.
We need to, like, get more of a community awareness, more like NACO's cool, it doesn't need anybody's help. I think we can handle most of our stuff ourselves. Quit trying to, like, treat us like little brainless children. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Develop the area.
I understand that. We're probably a majority of Hispanic community.
95%
yeah. Or more. It's like, you know, it's about time we like treat ourselves like one. You know, give a crap. I know, understanding like that, you know, I don't understand it, but I think the culture is like giving a crap about yourself and your neighbors and your family and, you know, helping one another move along. And I think the past administrations have been anything but that. Mm-hmm. It was like the rich white guys up on the hill telling everybody else what we're going to do with your money. And literally they were to everybody because they were trying to run it into the ground so BSBY could include it in their grant scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, excuse me, CCRN could include it in their grant scheme. BSBY's just along for the ride because they get paid for the water.
So just to move this along, since it's our introductory meeting. Steve and I went to the treasurer's office this week.
We're discussing potential future agenda items. So, yeah, we're
talking about this is property tax review.
Yeah, that's this one. Yeah.
And so we went and talked to Mrs. Trawick's office, and they're going to get us a number for the maximum property tax percentage we can do for our next budget for our discussion. So, we're going to find out what the max is. Because that's like it goes on to the property taxes, and then it's not, you know, the monthly billing. And so it's, you know, it's a nice way of making sure that the owners pay their fair share. So property taxes, like fire districts, you know, you don't pay a subscription to keep your house from burning down.
Yeah.
And so the more property taxes we put on to the owners, the less pressure it is on the actual, you know, monthly billing. So we're going to find out what that number is from this trade.
Because we raised our tax rate last year, but the total overall tax rate went down.
Mm-hmm.
It went from 15 to 14 something, right? Ours is only 10% of that.
Okay.
So the thing about it is, you know, we instill this in people. You understand is, God forbid you should ever have to use the fire or security district. You don't want to ever have to use that, but yet you pay for it in your property taxes every year. If you don't have kids or kids in school, you're not paying for the school district or the college district or the library district. But you're paying for all that, maybe not using it.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody complains about it. I'm saying it's 10% of your total, so it's $1.40. You know, but whatever, it's almost nothing, and you use it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not, we're not asking
and we're
much.
We're cleaning water. We're the aquifer protection people. That's what the whole purpose is to clean our water and protect our aquifer.
In other words, you know, in fact, other than the street light district, we're like the lowest portion of the property taxes goes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
So, and actually really, maybe the same thing, because as the property values in the rest of the county increase, and they do their budgets, they base the tax rate on basically what the properties are valued at divided by the amount of money they need to see so they know how much money to charge per $100. So if they get more money in, then the whole tax rate goes down, but then we can still increase the special districts. I think it's like 1 or 1.1%.
We're getting that number from this.
But if we could do that, then that's kind of innocuous. Everybody pays their taxes. Nobody really questions that. The rates can stay fairly low. You know, that is an avenue we can do things that Bisbee doesn't have that option. You know? Mm-hmm. It's like you got to pay for it yourself.
Regarding this is Traywick. I'm having trouble with the SAM and the DUN number verifications because we have box 755, then we're 3050 Wilson Road, then this is our physical address, and there's the Counter Avenue one. And so talking to Ms. Traywick and the clerk of the board, Tim Maddox, I suggested that I write an affidavit stating all of the facts that we're a Title 48 special taxing district, that this is our physical addresses, these are our things, this is our account numbers according to the treasurer's office. And then the treasurer will sign and notarize the affidavit, as will the clerk of the board, and then all of our establishment facts, besides what I was talking about on the, you know, the founding documents and whatnot, all of those will be in the affidavit that the clerk of the board and the treasurer sign. So that becomes an official document that then goes to the federal government for our verification. So,
like the assessor? The assessors?
Yes, that's where we get all of our tax information. So we update our taxing.
Yeah, because that's how it is. You can see the physical address versus the mailing
then
address.
Then we have to, then we, you know, match it against where the bills are on our legacy
billing
system.
Yeah, because if they change it, that would be the best way to find out if they change the mailing address.
Maybe next Friday we can come in and I can show you how we got it, and we can figure out what's going on that and then update it. So when you've got some time, we'll come in here and have a work session, and I'll show you what's happening on that. And so will Monica.
Okay.
So that's at your convenience. Come on in here and we'll show you this.
Okay.
We'll get it better for sure.
Okay.
Isn't it suggested, like, basically if you look at, do you have a copy of today's agenda? Yeah. That's pretty much the format. The only thing different is, like, up here, it's either a special meeting, a regular meeting, or a work session. The dates and time change, but that's pretty much the format for all of it.
You'll
call to order, roll call, whatever. Yeah, and I believe you have to just get together with him. He can.
This is just
I'm terrible at paperwork. I don't know anything.
You're pretty good. But you're doing okay.
I'm a little disorganized with that, but I do the other stuff pretty good, but I'm pretty disorganized with
everything.
And as
you've seen, our bylaws are out of date.
Not disorganized up here.
And they need to be updated. So we've got a review, and we'll have some work sessions where we figure out how to improve it, how to make it, you know, clarify it, and how to improve our bylaws. We need an update. You know, 2004.
I think there's things missing.
Either way.
Like proper conduct of our employees kinds of stuff.
Well, that kind of stuff. But either way, we'll review the bylaws. And then
It still has the rate from like 2009, and they haven't been updated in,
They lowered the rates.
To 17, yeah.
They didn't put it in the bylaws. They didn't reflect that. So there's things to do there.
Yeah, I've seen some things I'd like to change, like the descriptions of what describes a commercial property is compared to what describes
it. Yeah, so we'll have a couple work sessions on it, and then we'll
vague,
come up with a draft, and we'll put out a public notice, and then after public comments, we'll approve the new bylaws so that we can work as a 2023 entity. And to do, we need to get the online billing, but we have to straighten out the taxes and the budget. But it'd be really nice to do it online the same way that Disney's doing it. So that's another part of, you know, what we want to do long term. And that's really all I know. We're almost too close to the public.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is of course, is I guess we'll go is the other thing is that Charlie and I, before I was even part of this board, wrote a letter to a bunch of individuals or a bunch of organizations. One of them is North American Development Bank. Well, they got back with us several years ago and asked us if we were still interested in doing the constructed wetlands project. And we said yes, and they actually sponsored the idea for us and paid a really prestigious engineering firm to do a preliminary engineering project, which is building a wastewater plant that's going to, and it's to help with the solution of like the supposed Mexican sewage that was flowing across the border for a month. But anyway, it was part of the one to deal with the, you know, the leak that went occurred behind the school. Bisbee, of course, is the same proposal. Yeah. They're trying to get money for now from these other people. And then they came up with our proposal, which was to build a wastewater plant, modern one, on our property, and then use the rest of it to build constructed wetlands and stuff, you know. So, but because we were not, Sunoco Sanitary District at the time was fighting any types of improvements, that whole, there's an $8 million grant out right now that we are qualifying, that we're dealing with, that is in line with, you know, and it's been like on hold for over 3 years. And we believe NADBank keeps pushing it back and keeping it on hold, waiting us to get our legitimate stats up so that NACO Sanitary District can sponsor the project. Because if NACO Sanitary District, like before, was under the administration, that they would not allow that to get done there. Why, I don't know. But they didn't want it to get done there.
I'm trying to print it for you.
So, so I think that's, yeah. So basically that's where that is. But we've already got that engineering done. You know, that would be like an $18.3 million, right? In today's dollars, probably more like a $22 million project. But that requires local recharge and everything else, and then some other things further down the road to kind of deal with the sulfate plume issue and all of that. You know, it moves more than 3 inches in 15 years, is which, like, blatantly Mr. Popkin came out at a meeting with ADEQ and all these people from NADBank and the Trans Boundary Commission. It's like making these ridiculous claims.
We've got 50 acres. There's four Sonora, four Arizona, four Bisbee. It was originally built as a regional plant. Bisbee was never supposed to do what they did. They were supposed to hook up to NACO. Then the Rogers family got free effluent. And that's the story of how they downgraded all the permits. They took it from being what it was to this small reach, this thing, this aquifer protection permit that wasn't what it was originally designed for.
That level of a project, you either have to be able to sponsor it yourself, which means being a legitimate government organization, which is what we're trying to do, or you have to have somebody like the county say they'll sponsor it for you. So, but there has to be a place where legitimate people with financial things that are set up correctly can handle that type of money correctly.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody else around here goes like CCRN. That's their relationship. That's why they deal with the county, because they themselves as an organization can't get grants.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've
been trying to in the past we were delegitimatized to the point where it's, because Bisbee wanted its own plant so bad, they went out of their way in the past and worked with the people here. We've got a timeline that you'd be shocked to see, like how all these, like downgrading it from a batch system to an evaporative system, then getting engineers just to sign off saying, no, yeah, you can be used for that, but it'll only be able to handle 2,000 people, then using that as a document to say, we can't use this as an alternative to Bisbee's plant because it isn't big enough to handle. Well, it was until 20 minutes ago until you yanked the valves out of this.
This is what started us with NADBank and all these people. I'm going to print you guys both copies. So we go back to April 28, 2018, and we took this on May 1st to NACO Sanitary District. They brought the house down. They had, you know, Arleth Rios and Elder Aguino and all these people, and they canceled the meeting in the middle of it before we could even get to this.
Yeah.
So it's never been officially presented to the NACO Sanitary District, but the federal government has been using this as a document to start the process since 2018.
Since the county, right, or the city of Bisbee, which are the only two local entities that could sponsor us or this project, will simply not do that because they want to do the other project.
I'll print two copies.
That's why we have to become a legitimate organization so that we can sponsor this. And then when we can say, we think that Bisbee project's ridiculous, here's an alternative to it. Why don't you just build a 2-mile pipeline and construct upgrade our plant to where is now we can just recharge all of your effluent here. You know, it's going to be A-plus effluent. That means we can create a lake or a pond with it that people could get out in boats in, and, you know, and it won't be toxic.
A wildlife
it could be
habitat.
The wildlife habitat. We could have people come out there. It'll be a park. So, but until we're legitimate, we can't do that. And it's a great project. I think NADBank's waiting until we become legitimate because then they can say, well, we're going to give money to this project, but not that project. And the first installment is $8 million, and I'll guarantee with the new infrastructure money, the rest of it's just like Nogales, which we've been tracking for a decade now, him and I, well, now about 5 years now. It's like, yeah, they initially got them to say we'll pay 5%. They got a few million bucks, and by right now, through ADEQ and NADBANK, since that point 3 years ago, NADBANK helped them raise the other $80 million they needed to complete the Nogales project. Now there's only a couple of other problem points along the whole border with international boundaries that are serious problems. It's NACO, because it deals with sewage leaks, and there's the Tijuana thing, which deals with sewage leaks. Now there's the transboundary aquifer thing with the San Pedro River and low water things, but that's, you know, there's a lot of issues there. It's not just, but because we're dealing with sewage leakage, polluting a sole source aquifer perhaps, it's actually a priority. CCRN is trying to make saving the San Pedro River the, you know, the priority to get water down there. And if there was actually a sponsoring agent like us locally that could deal with the other project and say, hey, we're legitimate now, we'll probably get that. But that's what we're having. That's why we have to try and get this done, because if we're thinking we're going to get that, we have to include $8 million in next year's budget in a budget thing.
We can do that in reserve accounts.
So that's something else that needs to be agenda, you know, put in the future.
Just to close this out, NACO, Arizona, and Sonora, we're the only border community that doesn't have binational cooperation with the pipes going back and forth. So, and it was in the plans. Jorge Valenzuela tried to get it. I tried to get it in 2000, where we hook up before the business plan was built. But that said, NADBANK and ADEQ are well aware that we're the only border town on the border that doesn't have binational cooperation. And that was done, you know, as a result of what the county and the city were doing to Little NACO. So we're definitely about getting binational cooperation and a community resource for everybody. That means all three communities. We don't leave anybody out. We all drink the same water. We all have the same resources. So we all work together. That's our deal. That's why we saved this and kept the sanitary district from going to the city of Bisbee or the county like they wanted it to.
Yeah.
So that's why we live to fight another day.
That's why we're really the community of NACO and not the city of NACO.
Is there anything else left to this meeting before it's adjourned?
I don't know. I'd call to the public, but there doesn't appear to be anybody into the public here. But if anybody from the public wants to say anything.
Well, Ms. Patience is busy, so we can wait.
What is it you want?
Oh, it's just the call to the public if you have anything to add to our meeting.
Thank you very much. What I had to add was if the unit bill should be increased.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing for the next agenda meeting. We're going to have to discuss raising the yearly bill to 250 from 170 because we're raising the monthly from 17 to 25.
Well, that'll be on the agenda for next one.
And okay. So we'll put
Thank
that on the next agenda.
Patience.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I hear none.
I hear no one else. I move to adjourn the meeting.
I second.
All in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, everyone. Shall we take a picture of our first official board?
The meeting adjourned at 11:01.
Make it official.